Talking today with Eric Wickman, Dave Erickson, and Darby McLaren. They recently were part of a fundraiser for the Atlantic Police Reserves, a little shooting opportunity out at the Wickman place. Eric, thanks for joining us here today, and thanks for doing this. You had a good turnout, didn't you?
Yeah, we were thrilled. 173 participants, over 40 teams. Did several Annie Oakleys, which seemed to be the hit of the night every night, or the hit of the day. The top team was actually from Atlantic, Chuck Kinsey, so that was Randy Henningsen, and I think they called themselves, I can't even think what it was, I'm sorry. Anyway, Randy Henningsen's team was top team, he and Marty Boos, and then Chuck Kinsey had a team from Anita with kids and adults on it, and they did very well. They were the number two team. So a lot of fun, raised a lot of money, a lot of smiles. So we hit our goal of having fun, raising money, and getting a lot of people to participate. So.
Yeah, it sounds like you're pretty happy with the turnout, the money raised, everything was good.
Sure, yeah. And boy, the help we got was my own employees put their shoulders behind it, and then Dave came out, and a lot of other people helped with the shoot, so it went very smoothly for us. It was a fun event.
Very good. And you donated a lot of the supplies and the venue for the event there. You have to be pretty happy then with the kind of feedback that you got from this.
Yeah, I have a private range, and it worked well for that event. I was just thrilled. Nothing broke down. I think we had a few traps that got a broken clay pigeon, and we fixed those. But no breakdowns. Everything went very smoothly. I didn't feel like we were ever too crowded. And just plenty of places to park, and people drank cold water and watched other people shoot, and just it went very well. So, right. And I think there was winners and losers amongst the sheriffs and the police department.
We don't want to talk about that, do we, Dave?
Well, that's fine.
I think I already know how that turned out. Did you guys have a good time, though, Dave? Did you bring out a bunch of guys?
Yes, we did. We had two teams out there, and everybody enjoyed it. They thought the range was really nice, and they got to meet other people out there, and everybody had fun.
Yeah. Darby, did you have a lot of other folks, a lot of your cohorts from other counties and things show up then for this, too?
Not so much from other counties, although that'll be a goal for next year to try and get more involvement from the area sheriff's office and police departments, but just a lot of friends. And I mean, you started talking about it, people just said, how do I get in and where do I pay, pretty much.
Well, what, 170 plus this year? I mean, how do you even grow next year? That's already a lot. You can only accommodate so many folks in a certain amount of time.
We were already talking about splitting up our team and getting two more and have the other pair get a couple more. There's certainly ways to get more people involved, I think.
Awesome. So are you better at shooting or golfing?
Golfing.
And we've got the proof now, right?
Well, I don't know if you call that proof. I mean, I'd say, you know, Darby's team cheated a little bit.
Wow.
Because his deputy didn't show up, supposed to be all cops, and he put his dad on there, and he shot 14 or something like that out there, so he beat us by 5. Supposed to be all law enforcement.
Experience matters, I know that.
You could deputize.
there you go. So it's legal, so he didn't cheat.
There you go. Dave, the money that's raised here, this was meant to be a fundraiser for the police reserve, so they got to be pretty happy with the turnout then.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They're very, very happy about the donations that we raised from the good community and all the people that participated in it.
Yeah, number of sponsors in addition to the folks that participated
yes,
there too.
Yes.
What did the police reserves then turn around and use those funds for?
For numerous events that we have, like kids camp out. We take 9 to 12 year olds. We got the kids zoo trip where we take 6 to 8 year olds. We have the family dreams where we take care of about 17 families every year. Shop with a cop, like last year I believe we had, I want to say 39 or 41 kids that we took shopping. So, I mean, it goes to all good programs out there.
All important programs. And the nice thing is the money that's raised is generated largely from the community, the local folks, the local businesses and organizations is going to turn right back into the community.
Yes, it all stays here, you know, in Cass County for Cass County residents.
Very good. Well, how big is the police reserves these days? How many officers do you have?
Right now, I believe we have 7.
Is that pretty standard number?
About where we've been holding. We'd like to have a few more than that, but...
Sure.
Seven's a pretty easy number, I guess.
How important in a small town department like this is it to have a solid police reserve?
Very important, because like in disaster times, things like that, they can be called out, or if we need extra manpower out on the the street for whatever reason, we can call them out and they're out within minutes.
Right. Sometimes I've heard folks kind of liken the police reserves kind of almost to volunteer firemen to a certain extent.
Yes.
There's training involved, there's equipment involved, there's responsibility involved. Is it kind of similar in that way?
It is quite a bit. I mean, there's a lot of training that goes on, and you know, it's a lot of family time lost just so they can come out and do this training, you know, just to give back to the community, because they're uncompensated. They do not get paid.
You bet. Yeah, and Darby, I suppose the county office, you guys probably benefit from having that extra help too.
Absolutely. If we have a search warrant or something that we need, eyes and ears, you know, they're very eager to help and want to be a part of something exciting. So yeah.
Absolutely. So everybody gets benefit out of that. Well, very good. Well, guys, thanks for coming in here today. Eric, again, thank you so much for doing this. Hope to have another great turnout again next year. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, we're going to expand the venue next year. Probably have paid Annie Oakley's, where you can enter an Annie Oakley for $5 type thing. And I'll probably run it Sunday through Saturday next year to get more slots for people to shoot. And then we can have special nights where maybe, you know, we get local law enforcement and surrounding counties to shoot and fire departments. And we noticed, like, the kids' night, we had a night when all the kids showed up. And I think, what, we have 7 kids' teams shoot that night?
There was quite a few of them out there.
Yeah, and, you know, they all know each other and they have a lot of fun. And so, you know, we had people contribute after they shot. They gave us extra money. We had sponsors that gave us money just out of the goodness of their own hearts, saying, here, you know, here's a couple hundred, you know, to help with the whole thing. So I love this event because there were no expense, 100% profit, and there's no administrative fees for the reserves. This is all going straight to the kids. So it's a win for the community. Like I said, we had fun. We had a lot of people participate. And at the end of the day, the children come out way ahead.
They did. They did. And even the kids that were out there, it was fun to watch those kids shoot. Good teams. You know, they were practicing firearm safety. I mean, they were very professional, very polite. One had missed, the other one had high-fived them. It was just good to see.
Kind of a point I wanted to make, too, is that the money goes toward the police reserves to help with the programs that they do for kids. And you had kids involved in this program, too. You've got kids competing against the adults, too.
Yes.
So they're all a part of this.
Yeah, we did not have a kids team that had to pay. We had enough sponsors that all the kids team shot for free, which I was, you know, that's great. So I'm hoping that next year we get more high school teams to participate and have more sponsors take care of them. And we just really good to see those kids shoot, you know. And I can't tell you how impressed we were with how responsible they were.
Yes, very responsible.
Yeah.
Well, that and most of them outshot me.
Yeah.
Which was good to see. It's a good thing to see out there, young adults getting out there and getting involved in things like that.
It
was very impressive.
Well, a lot of good programs through, like, Pheasants Forever, for example, to help them learn a lot of those things early on, too. So, yeah, you bet. Absolutely.
Several of the kids from the local area that shooting teams have wound up shooting on college teams now. So it's expanded. I know Kyle Redenbaugh was in the paper, but Jamie Joyce's boy shoots at college. A lot of kids shooting on college teams that come from this area, which is, I think, good for Atlantic.
Yes.
There are opportunities out there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's another venue.
You bet. Eric, thanks so much. Dave, Darby, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.